Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nautries Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Entering the Castle, An Inner Path to God and Your Soul. By Caroline Miss, is a profound exploration of the spiritual path towards developing a deeper, more intimate relationship with God and one's own soul. Drawing inspiration from the writings of Saint Teresa of Avila, Miss presents the concept of the soul as a castle with many rooms, each representing a stage in the spiritual development. This metaphor speaks to the journey of cleansing, healing, and ultimately uniting with the divine that lies within. The book offers not just a spiritual framework, but practical steps and exercises for readers to embark on this transformative journey. With Miss's guidance, readers are encouraged to confront their fears, overcome their weaknesses, and discover their spiritual gifts. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the soul as a castle. Caroline Miss introduces the concept of visualizing one's soul as a castle, inspired by the spiritual teachings of Saint Teresa of Avila. According to Miss, this castle has many rooms, representing various levels of spiritual consciousness and development. The idea here is that to reach a state of pure communion with God or the divine, one must explore and confront the numerous aspects of one's own soul. This serves as a foundational concept in the book, emphasizing the importance of inner work and the belief that a closer relationship with the divine begins with understanding and nurturing one's own soul. Secondly, the seven mansions of spiritual development. Miss expands upon the castle metaphor by detailing the concept of the seven mansions, which are essentially stages of spiritual growth and enlightenment. Each mansion represents a deeper level of spiritual awakening, with the final mansion symbolizing unity with God. Miss's exploration of the mansions includes confronting personal darkness, understanding our divine purpose, experiencing spiritual alchemy, and ultimately, achieving spiritual union. Through these stages, readers are encouraged to face their fears, challenges, and virtues, making the journey towards each mansion a process of profound personal transformation. Thirdly, the power of prayer and meditation. Miss emphasizes the importance of prayer and meditation as tools for entering and exploring the inner castle. By engaging in these practices, individuals can quiet their minds, connect with their spirits, and receive guidance from the divine. Prayer and meditation are not only means to request assistance or express gratitude, they are also methods for cultivating an inner life that is aligned with spiritual truths and principles. Miss provides practical exercises and guidance on how to deepen one's prayer and meditation practice, making these spiritual disciplines accessible to all, regardless of religious background. Fourthly, confronting inner demons and shadows. One of the critical steps in entering the castle involves confronting one's inner demons and shadows. Miss argues that spiritual growth cannot occur without acknowledging and dealing with one's fears, weaknesses, and negative tendencies. This process involves deep self-examination, honesty, and the willingness to face uncomfortable truths. Through personal anecdotes and practical exercises, Miss guides readers through the process of identifying the fear shadows, understanding their origins, and ultimately, integrating them into the self, transforming vulnerabilities into strengths. Lastly, achieving mystical union and spiritual liberation. The pinnacle of entering the castle, according to Miss, is achieving a mystical union with the divine, characterized by a deep sense of peace, love, and oneness with all existence. This stage of spiritual liberation culminates in understanding one's divine purpose and living in accordance with it. Miss highlights the journey towards this union as one of relinquishment, letting go of ego, desires, and previous identities. This transformation allows individuals to live in true freedom, with their actions and choices deeply rooted in spiritual wisdom and compassion. In conclusion, Entering the Castle is a guide for anyone yearning for a deeper spiritual connection with the divine and themselves. Caroline Miss provides a comprehensive, step-by-step path for exploring the inner castle of the soul. This book is especially beneficial for those committed to personal growth, self-examination, and the pursuit of spiritual enlightenment. Through practical exercises and profound insights, readers are equipped to face their inner demons, understand their divine purpose, and progress towards mystical union with God. The teachings and methods presented are universal, making this book a valuable resource for individuals of all faiths and spiritual backgrounds. If you would like to support Caroline Miss, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, Please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.